too far that way?
Or do you think it's just the camera?
But I don't like that. Remember how... Okay, like, there's many podcasts I've done before where it's like, well, the podcast is good, but maybe we should have sat like a little further that way.
That's a little bit...
Do you think anybody actually fucking cares?
Slightly more in frame. That's a little bit better.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't think it really matters in the grand scheme of things, like, at all. Do you think anyone's going to listen and watch? Probably not.
I don't know. I'm sure you've got a couple of diehard fans out there that...
Yeah, they're going, oh, fuck yeah.
I can't wait to see Matt again. See you, not just listen to you, see you.
I'd like to see my beautiful, beautiful face on this YouTube channel. It's actually really weird coming back to do the podcast because I haven't done it in like so long. We haven't done one in person in so long.
It's been like forever.
And what I do like is that I'm out of the mode of this is the only thing I want to do with my life. Like, obviously, cool. It'd be really cool if I could. But now it's like, there's more to life than...
I had a guy at work asking about you yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday. I wasn't working yesterday.
Bullshit.
The other day at work. Yeah. Because he's into YouTube as well. And he's like, oh, I remember you saying that you were doing a podcast with one of your friends. And I was like, yeah. He's like, have you still been doing that? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't even remember the last time we did one together. So
that's crazy.
And then you messaged me like the day after or the day after that. Like, hey.
That's fate.
You wanna do another podcast? And I was like...
So I remember and for those listening, welcome back to the Omni Talk podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Winter, Chris Hodge. I don't know, like it's not, I remember like way back in the beginning and it was like, yeah, it's cool. And I think everyone else thought it was like, oh, this is like a cool thing to do at like the age of like 19, 20.
It's something fun to do.
And I was the guy who was like, no, we're going to be like Smosh or Mr. Beast. Was Mr. Beast even big back then? I don't think he was.
Nowhere near as big as he is now.
I think back then he was
just kicking off.
He was like doing like, oh, let's count to a million. And that went viral. Yep. And it's like, you know, he's making, okay, look, I had this argument last night at our early New Year's. Mr. Beast content is actually not that bad.
I don't watch it. No, I've never seen a full Mr. Beast video.
Well, you know how there's the whole like, oh, it's the, hey, everybody, what's going on? Like, oh, this week we're going to, I don't know, bury me in the sand and see how long it'll take for me to die. And now it's actually like, it's a bit more stripped back. It's a bit more like, I don't know, it has a bit of flow to it. It's engaging. Not my sort of content.
I just feel like it's a content farm. He's got a good formula. He knows what makes him money. He's got a big audience. Now it's just a formula.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's just doing the same thing over and over again. I'm not interested in that.
Me either, really. Like, I still watch it. I think I'm part of the YouTube zeitgeist sort of, like, I'm in it, I enjoy it, but like at the same time I'm a bit over it. Like, I've been over it for ages. I think, like, it's very, like, how do you describe it? It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's like, it's start, middle, end, and it's like, oh, there's a formula to make an engaging video. But yeah, it's, well, fucking not. If it's engaging, it's engaging. It's like with anything, movies, TV shows.
There's a few different things that makes a good video. The personality of the person creating the content.
Oh, correct.
The content itself.
Correct.
Or just like, you know, a formula.
Correct. But isn't that with anything? Isn't that with storytelling in general?
Well, yeah. Like, there's a lot of YouTubers I watch that I'll only watch them for their personality. And no matter what they do, the content they create's good. There's some people I watch that have like a very structured formula to how they make their videos. Not so much personality, but the content of the video itself is really interesting because it'll, as long as they follow that formula.
But then, like, I feel like there's people who go like, oh, all that shit on YouTube is shit, and they'll go watch like a Netflix show that's like the most
overproduced
shit, piece of shit. Yeah. With, you know, with the generic tropes, like, you know, that the black basketball player and the slutty cheerleader and, you know, this and that. And it's like, this has been done forever and forever.
I haven't watched many shows at all this year.
Haven't you? At all?
Not really.
So what do you watch when you've been watching stuff?
Just mostly YouTube.
Really?
Like, I'll go from creator to creator and just binge their catalogue if I like them or not.
See, that's so weird because, like, everybody who I interact with, at least in, like, the work sphere, it's still like, oh, yeah, I watch movies. Have you seen that new TV show on Netflix or this and that? And YouTube's just weird to people. And I'm like a 27-year-old man, and like the only, and I think it's like, oh, you watch YouTube, you must like children. Do you know what I mean? It's like that sort of.
Because their experience of YouTube is, oh, tutorials and just weird shit. They're not.
Exactly.
They're not into that whole creator sphere.
But even like the
side of things.
People like in that sort of like 20 to 23, 24 range, they're still, it's still the same thing.
Okay.
I don't know what that, see, that is that surprising to you?
Yeah.
It is.
It's a bit weird.
Like, it's like, I don't know. I guess we all grew up on that sort of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's funny. I don't really understand how, like, they think, oh, YouTube shit and blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, oh, have you seen that new TikTok trend? And shit like that.
Same shit.
It's the same shit. It's the same. It's exactly the same shit.
It all ends up on YouTube.
I still do not understand, like, this whole... I understand influencers. Like, I get it. I understand. But it's like, I can't believe some of these people are, like, millions and millions of followers. I guess TikTok's different because it's all in-app and it's, like, it keeps you scrolling and, like, they're very much inflated numbers. But then brands will come to them and pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote, you know, some aftershave or cream or... whatever, and they don't do anything. Like, is documenting your day doing anything? But like, what's the difference between that and being a daily vlogger? Like back in the day when we were younger, I guess nothing.
No, not really.
So should we really complain? Do we? Okay. Now this is actually now that I think about it, this is really showing our age. It's like, oh, like, you know, TikTok's stupid and all that. Like, we're the old people.
We're washed up millennials.
We are. Well, the only ones at our New Year's party last night, you, me.
And Lachlan.
And your husband, Lachlan. Good recurring bit for the oldies. Who are the millennials? Everyone else is Gen Z. And it's like, I really... Do you feel old?
Starting to feel it more and more.
And what is it? Is it a physical feeling? Is it experiences you've had that go, fuck, I'm an old fuck?
It's more... I'm noticing it more... through work, because for the longest time, I was always one of the youngest people there. And now, as time goes on, it's like more and more younger people are coming along and I'm relating less and less. And it's like, okay, I'm getting older.
To define relating less and less.
Oh, just, you know, I can relate a lot more to the guys in their 40s than I can to the 22-year-olds that work out at work.
What are 22-year-olds at work talk about in their minds?
It's nothing. No one talks.
Really?
The young people don't talk at all.
That's weird to me.
They go to the... They do their job as well as they can. And then on their break, they're just sitting there on their phone. They will not engage with anyone outside of their own little sphere.
Now I feel like we're being cranky millennials. Oh, fucking...
But it's like...
kids on their phones.
I do it too. Everyone does. You sit there on your phone, but every now and then you put your phone down, you look around, you want... to have a conversation with someone, or I'll walk up to these younger people and be like, hey, how's your day going? They'll be like, yeah, it's all right. And they'll just flat out just try and ignore you. And
I think like young kids, they work to live.
They just don't want to engage with anyone unless I'm exactly their age or, you know.
See, that's sad.
I just don't want to engage with older
like
people.
You're missing like...
I'm not that like much
older. I remember when I was younger, I loved being friends with like older men with money. No, but like I think it's stupid that they're like, oh, you're old. And that's what it is. You're old.
They haven't outright said, I'm not going to talk to you because you're old. It's just the feeling I get. And it's like,
What do you think it is? Or do you think they don't have... No, I wouldn't say... Like a lot of those guys who go into the mining industry at least, like, you know, they're young bro-y guys.
I'm going to put it down to, I think it's more of a fear for the younger generations to interact physically. They just... There's a lot of hesitation for social interaction, like
really
person to person physically. They feel like there's a, I don't know. That's the vibe.
But don't young people, aren't they the guys who are all going out to the pubs and the clubs and the nightclubs and the pubs?
Only if they already have an established group. And I don't think they socialize outside of that group very much.
Well, neither do I. Neither do we. Do you guys? Do you?
Oh, if I'm out clubbing and someone's out that I find interesting, I'll talk to them, try and have a conversation with them.
You know what? I have done that.
But I feel like you go up to a younger person, I'm not saying like super young, maybe 23, 24 year old. We're in our late 20s. Not that huge of an age
We're
difference.
Not in our late 20s. We're in our mid 20s.
There's a bit more of a hesitation to be like, I don't really want to talk to you. Whether it's because we're just creepy or
no, you start, an age thing. You slap one 18 year old's ass. And
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I find it like, I don't know. I can, and you know what? And I think it's maybe because like I'm aware of like internet trends and like TikTok and, you know, like Skibidi Toilet and if not, but then again, if I mentioned Skibidi Toilet to like an 18 year old, they'd probably go, you're 27 years old. You really need to figure your life out.
Like I walk up to a Sheila at work and say, nice gat. They're just going to look at me like I'm weird.
And then you'll get a letter in the mail the next day saying, you know,
I was just commenting like,
nice gat.
Nice gat.
Who says that though? Do people actually say that IRL?
I've never heard someone unironically say you've got a good gat or use that word in its correct context.
It's funny. In at work, in our respectful workplace, like the training, and I was having a look at the other day, and it's like talking about the LGBTQI plus whatever it is community and like dealing with those people. And it was like fake text messages between like people. And one person goes like, oh, is Sally a he or a she? And then the person responds going, BRB, Googling trans right now. Like people do not talk like this. They don't. No. See, 14, 15 year olds, they're more likely to go, oh, they don't even know what the fuck they are. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. L, 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 L. Like if you're going to do it in, if you're going to do it, you have to do it like, you know.
They can't do that through for training purposes.
Why not?
That might offend someone in the training.
What, kill yourself or the L, 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 L?
All of it.
So I don't know. We had to redo
sensitivity training last year.
Really?
Yeah. They did a whole site-wide, everyone has to be redone on what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. We basically got out of the training, don't talk to anyone. Because no matter what you say, even if it's, well, say someone's, the viewer, is offended by something we're saying, even though they're not included in the conversation, they can then report us to the supervisors and say that they were offended by something that they weren't involved in. It wasn't directed at them at all.
That's dumb.
And then we could lose our jobs over it.
That's dumb.
And it's like, I guess if it's something like super, super, super offensive, but they've literally said, if you take offense to anything at all, report it. So you just basically can't talk to anyone because literally just speaking could offend someone.
Like, I understand like the whole like,
It's gone too far.
It has gone way too far. Like, you know how they say, like, oh, like, you shouldn't say, I'm sorry that you're offended. Is there a bit of truth in that? Like, you know, it's not that it's your choice to be offended. It's that, like, you know, fucking, I don't know. I think there's a clear difference between someone who's actually, like, attacking and bullying you and saying the wrong thing and just, like, I don't know, it depends on the workplace.
I draw the line at, okay, say there's a racially charged comment of like, oh, something about a Mexican, and then a Caucasian person takes offense to it because they're under the impression they were Mexican, they'd be offended by it. So that's how they've taken offense. It's like you going like, shut up.
Well, I work with a bloke.
I shouldn't offend you, shut up.
Exactly. I work with a bloke who's Indonesian and he makes jokes about like, you know, I don't even know this language. Oh, sorry, I don't speak English. Like those sort of jokes. But he's making the jokes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people get in on it and he's laughing. Is it really that bad? Like, I think that's just like, if people are getting offended at that, I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe because we're 27 and older and, you know, younger people are more offended by that sort of shit.
I think they're just... They're entitled to feel offended.
Mm.
Take that entitlement away.
No, I agree.
Tell them to grow up.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yes, you can take their entitlement. You're the boss. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can just go, oh, here's your entitlement. Go on.
See, that's what I've actually been really... I love using my entitlement. Mm. Like, you know, now I'm running a McDonald's and I love going around and going, do you know who the fuck I am? hold up my fist like that.
Power play.
Power play. That's it. Do you know how many things I've gotten by saying that?
Strangling all of your employees.
Correct. Every single one of them. Take her to the back. I usually say, I know where the cameras aren't. It's correct.
Oh, Jesus.
It's correct. I'm not going to clip that because I think that's going to be...
You heard it here.
You heard it here first on the On Work Talk podcast. Do you like the set? Thoughts? This is the first time we've had a... We're going to shoot into the corner.
What is that? It's like caramel?
What? Oh, that... Oh, yes. It's a salted caramel. Oh, sorry. I don't... Off to the side of the camera is a salted caramel candle.
My favorite.
It is a good... We're really showing our age here.
I enjoy salted caramel a lot.
Do you remember the stuff we used to talk about like in like the... Like the pilot season in the first few episodes? Shitty Twitch streamers. Lol cows.
So nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot. Is that the stuff that we're actually like, we enjoy that sort of stuff to an extent, but it's like, that's all we sort of talk about. But then it's like, oh, I want to be the next Joe Rogan. That was my thing for a few years. And it's like, I don't think that's what I want to be either. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I just want to have a chat.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's all it needs to be. Just boys being boys, having chats.
If you were invited onto the Joe Rogan podcast, yes, what would your spiel be?
I don't know. If I was on the Joe Rogan podcast, I feel like I would just try and hit him with as many jokes and funny stories about my sad, pathetic little life as I can. Hey, did you know I got cheated on with a 16-year-old? And he would go, oh, that's so funny. Hey, Jamie, bring that up. And then like, oh, you know, oh, fucking, there's probably a few things that I shouldn't mention.
So that's the conspiracy you're going to run?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're like, oi, this is a really good stand-up gimmick. Move down to Austin, perform with the boys, you know, Bert and Tom and the other comedians from Austin, Texas, and then become a big household name, leave all you guys behind. Look, if it's...
I'd be happy for you.
Would you actually? Mm. Would you? Would you come to my funeral? What if I talk shit about you on the Joe Rogan podcast? All these guys I used to make stuff with.
I give permission for anyone to talk shit about me. I don't care.
Really?
Okay.
Do you think you're better than me? You give that vibe, Chris, sometimes.
I've never said that.
You have?
No.
No. You've always been such a nice little... Actually, that's what we were talking about before. You're such a soft-spoken person. It's like even with that, like I had to, you know... Adjust your levels and all that sort of stuff. And
that took up 20 minutes.
Did it actually?
I don't know. Probably not.
It didn't actually. You're a fucking liar. I can see the recording time right now. It's fucking 17 minutes. And currently, it's 1:32 p.m. on Thursday the 28th of December. Do you have to work New Year's Day?
Yeah, I do.
That's sad. Early start? Late start?
Early.
Early start.
Yeah, day shift.
Do you think this is what the viewers like hearing about? Do you think they're here to talk about Skibby Toilet? Do you think they're here for us to talk about Skibby? I don't know, Rizzy, I don't know, W Riz.
What's your best Riz?
Hey baby girl, are you from Tennessee? Because I love bitches with cowboy hats on. And then she would go, please get as far away from me as you can. Have I told about the story when I was at the pub once and I bumped into a girl and she was like smiling, she turned around?
You told us this one last night.
No, I didn't. I actually do not repeat stories at all. I think that because I've like done so many podcasts and because I talk to so many different people, I don't know if I've told the same story twice. And it's getting to the point like it comes off as, fuck, you're old cunt, you don't know. If you tell the same story twice. You
got what is it?
Alzheimer's. That'd be terrible to have.
You're very old. Early onset Alzheimer's.
I'd rather have a smaller penis because I have a big penis. Did you hear my joke last night talking about Finding Nemo? Finding Nemo, more like finding my penis because it is too small. I thought it was good.
Jeez. Yikes.
I think I'm funniest when I've had one double serve gin and tonic in my system.
Just one.
Just one. Did I leave my other one in your esky?
I think so. I should have brought it
back. Did you bring it back?
Oh, it's in the car, actually. It's still on ice in the car.
On ice, and it's like 55 degrees outside, and it's going to melt.
Oh, it's a good esky.
Is it a good esky?
Still full of ice.
Yeah. It actually costs that. Gin and tonic is expensive.
Oh, all alcohol in Australia is expensive.
Well, but except Hard Solo. Fuck yeah.
It's like $25 for four.
Is it? Is it actually?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be just cheaper to buy a regular Solo and then pour
vodka
into it?
Yeah, maybe.
Would be? It probably would be. Yeah. I don't know. So what are they changing Hard Solo to? It's not Solo. It's not going to be Solo.
Yeah, they got to rebrand it because kids were drinking it.
Kids are going to drink it anyway. Oh. So stupid. And
I thought it was a can of Solos.
It's black. It's black and yellow, not yellow and black. Oh, I think that's stupid. And I think I don't know. It's kids are going to drink alcohol anyway. Hmm. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, we're going to stop. Stop vapes. We're going to ban vapes. Kids are going to get vapes anyway.
Yeah. Wasn't there a girl that was like 13 or something that died the other day because she was just ridiculously over-consuming vapes?
Correct. Yeah, I saw that. It's fucked. But at the same time, how much of an effect do you think it's going to have? Do you think some people go, oh, fuck, no, vapes are banned now. Not going to have them. There's probably a minority.
If you're addicted to them, I'll find a way.
Is there addiction? What makes you addicted to it?
It's nicotine.
It's nicotine, isn't it? It's
nicotine vapes. That's what they're addicted to.
They're going to get it anyway.
And the nicotine content's much higher than it is in cigarettes for the majority of them.
And how do kids get cigarettes? Is it you? Is it you sitting on the corner?
I'm not supplying kids with cigarettes.
See, they're going to get it anyway. Mum, dad.
Yeah, there's...
Friends.
There's always a black market for them.
Exactly. The kid who's dropped out of school. Got expelled from school and he waits at school at the end of the day and he's, blasting music. He's sitting on his bike, blasting music, waiting for his friends to
come. Bag full of vapes.
Bag full of vapes, selling his vapes. That's how he makes it.
$25 a vape. He buys them for 10 from a supplier.
That's it. From one of those little Keylock stores. Just selling vapes. Oh, we sell vapes here at the Keylock store. Fucking why? Just sell Keylocks. You know what I'm saying?
And these are kids that's going to invest in crypto, make billions and then... Life of the rest of them for going to school and actually getting an education.
Did you ever... Is this where you thought you'd be? Sitting in this basement recording a podcast with me? Or did you think that... No, but legitimately, did you think this is where you'd be? Do you think you'd be working in the mines doing what you're doing? Did you think you'd be, have a house and have a husband and at 27?
Yeah.
Is this the general life trajectory?
Yeah, it's what I've been aiming for.
Mm. Interesting.
Slowly getting there.
It's good. Me, on the other hand, this is not where I thought I'd be. Living in my parents' basement. Paying
There's nothing wrong with... Hey, you've got free rent. I pay fucking...
I don't have free rent.
Do you pay board?
Yes.
Oh, well, still, I pay fucking ridiculous amounts of mortgage.
Yeah, but I live at home with my parents. How am I supposed to bring a bitch over... When mum's gone, do you need anything?
So yeah,
she does.
Bring some lube.
Anyway, moving on. Like I don't know. I don't know. I think it's like you know how you hear and like it's actually a big trope in movies as well. It's the whole, dad wanted to do this. Dad wanted to be in a band.
Oh, and then
traveling the world,
try to live vicariously through. Is what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to play for the NFL. But I sucked. So my kid, Jeremy, is going to play for the NFL. Mm. And it's like, I think like those are, I think you need to understand that like dreams are dreams. Mm. And like it doesn't mean, you can still earn a good living in something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And be okay with not achieving your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's where I'm sort of at. Mm. Like I haven't achieved any of the dreams I've had.
What were your dreams?
Still want to go to uni. Mm. So it's all still achievable. Mm. Want to go to uni, get a degree, either in psychology or engineering or just something. I want to go to uni. I want to go to uni. Mm. I know mining's not going to be around forever. So that's going to dry up eventually. So I'm going to have to move on. That might be the push I need to go and do the things I want to do. probably won't stay in this area for my whole life. I'll probably move elsewhere.
Mm.
But for the time being, what I'm doing is fine. It's allowing me to live.
See, I'm the same sort of thing. Like, you know, I'm in a good position, I'm earning good money, and enjoy the business aspect of what I'm doing, and, you know, profit and loss, and, you know, dealing with people, and, you know, flipping burgers and stuff. But it's like, I don't know, I think it's good to have something to strive for regardless.
Yeah, you got to have that ambition.
Because what's going to happen when you finish uni? You get into uni, you finish uni, you get the degree. And it's like, okay, there's going to be more aspirations after that. Just keep going, going, going.
It's like I said, I want to do psychology. There was a thing the other day released that like 45% of businesses are thinking about scrapping the need for a degree to apply for certain jobs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's just, you go to uni, you get these degrees. What is it? Just a piece of paper.
But then, like, how do you show that you're qualified enough to go into that job? So then those companies are going to have to eat the time to train people and educate them.
On the job training. But I mean, I'd assume there's still a fair amount of that that takes place anyway. So say you go to uni and you do a 4-year degree, a psychology degree to become a psychiatrist or someone. And you go to a psychiatry firm and they go, okay, sit in this room with this person and fix them. They're going to go, I don't know how to do that. I've got this degree, but I don't know how to use it. So that person has to be trained.
Do they learn that?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Maybe to some extent.
Mm.
Definitely not fully. So there would still be a training period. Whereas if you were to get someone who's interested in psychology, knows a bit just from their own sort of study, they're a very emotionally intelligent person, so they can read people's emotions very well. They've got a lot of life experience that they got that the person who was at uni didn't get through that 4 years. I'd say that person's probably got just as much chance of helping that person that needs help than the person with a psychology degree. So I can see why it's like, okay, well, maybe a degree isn't necessary if you present to be someone who is, okay, you know what you're talking about, you are able to help this person. It's worth giving you the job.
As long as you can do that.
Yeah, if you can do the job.
I think it depends on degree to degree, though. Like, yeah. I don't think, like...
Yeah, that's right. It depends on the person. It shouldn't just be anyone can rock up and get the job. You have to know what you're talking about.
But how do you know what you're talking about? Like, for example, like, if I was somebody who wanted to go, like, to become a CEO of a company, would you have to work up in business in general and then work in a similar role and then go, you know, maybe transfer? That makes sense.
If you work your way through the company and you know each level of the company, I'd say you'd be overqualified to run the company. Whereas if someone just come in from a different company, they've got a degree and they want to run this company, they don't know how the company works from the ground up.
It's interesting. I don't know. It definitely case by case basis. Depends on the industry too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Would you become a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I think so. Eventually, if I can.
Do you think you'd be good at it? I think you'd be shit at it.
I don't know. I overanalyze people a lot.
Is that a good thing?
Sometimes. Sometimes I can see when someone's about to freak out in their life and it's like, I try to help them as much as I can. Like, I've never fully studied psychology or anything. So it's normally just, okay, I've got this sense that this person's not how they normally are.
Because you can begin to read people.
And you just talk to them. That's what most people need. They just need someone to talk to.
Do you have people who at work who bring their shit to work? And that's a very vague sort of question. But like, are they...
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. I mean, you spend half your life at work, half your life at home. The two inevitably mix. But I try to separate my home life from work. Once I walk through the front gates at work... I'm there to work.
No, and
I'm there to give 110%. So what if I've had a shit home life? Still going to do my job as best I can.
See, the amount of people who like bring their shit to work and it just, I don't know, maybe I'm just built different. But I think it's like, you know, you're there to do a job. At the end of the day, like, you know, some days you have shit days. But it's like, you're there to do a job. You're going to put that shit to the side.
feel like it's a maturity thing too.
Do you think it is?
Yeah, younger people struggle to do it more and more. There are people that I know well into their 40s, 50s and 60s that still can't do it. It's just a maturity thing.
But I think it's like, I think a lot of younger people especially, it's just like, oh, they get to a point and it's like, this is hard. I can't do this. So it's like, let's just blame everything else and just go, I can't do it. Oh, I've got anxiety. Do you actually? I think everyone gets a bit anxious.
Everyone gets anxiety.
I've got depression. I'm going to kill myself. Like, maybe you're just fucking young and you're still figuring shit out. Like, it's hard. Life's hard. If life was easy, everyone would do it. That's put that on a t-shirt. But, I don't know. How do you get it? It's that, and that's something I'm struggling to do at work right now. It's like, how do you, like, explain to people and train people, hey, life's hard. Work can be hard. You're going to have difficult situations.
It just comes down to the person.
I think it does. It does. It really, 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 really does. I don't know.
I think, yeah, the way society is at the moment, we're enabling people to, not slack off, but we're enabling people to complain and to go, oh, I feel uncomfortable in this situation. It's like, yeah, of course you feel uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable situation. Work through it. Simple. You can't just stand back and accept someone else to come in to fix it for you. Single time it's uncomfortable.
You know what I think it is, though? I think Australians are like that, though. I think Australians are lazy. Like, a lot of them are. Do you not think? I think, like, in a lot of other cultures.
I wouldn't classify Australia as a lazy working country.
You wouldn't say that?
Probably class America as one of the lazier working countries.
Yes, absolutely.
But, I mean, I've been to a few countries where, yeah, if you're uncomfortable at work, your boss will not care. And you just have to suck it up and do the fucking job.
And, like, that extreme's not good either.
Yeah, because that forces people to get in unsafe situations, which is a bad thing. But you need to be able to draw that line. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's... Life's not supposed to be easy, I guess. Put that on a t-shirt. I don't know. It's just fucking... Life sucks and then you die and that's...
That's the end of it.
That's the end of it. No, I don't know. People who don't understand that, like, my biggest pet peeve, you know what grinds my gears? People who fuck around at work. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's just, you know, who just sitting there slacking off and people think they can get away with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's...
Oh, yeah, I know. Quite a few of them that I work with as well. Do the absolute bare minimum, and as soon as they're inconvenienced, they'll just say, not my problem, and I'll just leave.
Stupid. Why are people like that?
It is your problem. It's your job. Exactly. You get paid to do that. So do it.
I don't understand how people like that. I really, really, really don't. And it just triggers me that, like, that's people's mindsets. And, like, you know, especially, like, at the sort of, like, the entry level, it's like, you know, you might be somebody who works to live, but it's like you're never going to get anywhere and you're going to be at the same level you are and you are going to be forever doing that sort of shit. Like, you know, you're going to be, you know, $700, $800 a week. Fuck all. Really? And you're just going to live like that forever. And people, you know who they'll blame? The man. The government's corrupt.
It's never their own fault.
Exactly. Centrelink doesn't pay enough. You know? Oh, my boss doesn't like me just because I sat down for 2 seconds. What are the other many 2 seconds?
That's right. It was their choice to sit down for that 2 seconds.
Exactly. Oh, people just don't fucking understand. People don't get it. I think we're just built different. Is it because we're older? I don't think it is. I think there's a lot of people our age, like you said. There's a lot of people who have, like, you know, they're 40 years old and they're lazy as fuck. Mm-hmm. I can imagine in the mining industry because they earn good money doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
It's an easy job.
Fuck off.
You don't have to be smart to do it. So it attracts a lot of very stupid, immature, older people.
And people just chase the money. Like, just the money.
Yep.
Like, not the quality of life, not the, like, you know, let's do this job well. What's the fucking point?
Yeah, they don't care. Exactly. Well, yeah, it gets to the point where I'm sure it happens in your line of work too. Mm. Like, someone will be asked to do a job. They'll complain and whinge and bitch about it, do a mediocre job, and then go home or whatever. Or, like, halfway through the shift, just go, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I just leave it. Mm. Then someone like us has to go in and do our work as well as their work.
Mm.
And we'll still be able to do our work and their work to a higher standard than they were able to do their work. So we're essentially doing two people's work and they're just getting paid exactly the same as us. And it's like, well,
if everybody did their job, work would be easy.
Yeah.
And I tell people that all the time. And they go, no, it's too hard. I don't want to wipe down this. I don't want to scrub this. Well, if you do it once every week, you're not going to have to do it.
Okay, so you don't want to do it. So point to someone here who does want to do that. No one wants to do it. It just has to be done.
No, I would point to the little Indonesian bloke in the corner. Yeah, go, I'll do it. Like, I'll do it.
You know what I mean, though?
No, I do. Like, nobody wants to fucking clean.
It's like, fuck, no one wants to get down on their hands and knees and lick the toilet seat, but someone has to fucking do it.
Exactly.
Is it going to be me? No, I don't want to fucking do it. Right. You're the one who's getting paid to do it, so fucking get down on your hands and knees and you fucking lick that toilet. Oh,
my biggest pet peeve was when people go, then why don't you do it? And I said, okay, who's going to run the place? Oh, I don't know. Well, then, okay, you do that. I'll run the store. Bob's your uncle. And he goes, Bob's not my uncle, my uncle Steve. And I said, you're not getting the fucking point.
It's narrow-mindedness.
It is.
They're not thinking outside of their own little sphere of what their job is. They don't see, okay, my job plus that person's job equals the bigger picture. Yeah. They just see, this is my job and it sucks and I'm going to complain about it because I don't want to do my job.
Correct. Oh.
Yep.
Of course, in our first episode back, we're just bitching about young people.
Oh, everyone loves a good vent.
Oh, we do love a good vent. And you know what? I don't think it's not too bad of an episode.
You know what everyone needs to do? They need to log off. Sorry.
What the fuck are you wearing? Where did you get that shirt from?
Shirt. Oh, it's... I'll plug it.
Yeah.
Cool Shirts. You heard of them?
Yes, I've heard of Cool Shirts.
Cool Shirts.
With a Z.
Z.
Shirts are cool.
I bought a ton of their shirts in the... Black Friday sale.
I don't understand how you can pull that off, but I couldn't. I could not pull that shirt off. I don't get it.
I'll show the audience too. This one's a sneaky one for the...
Where is this?
I've got the corduroy shorts on as well, the green corduroy shorts to go with the green tie-dye shirt. Look at me.
Are we really doing a fit check right now?
Coordinated.
I'm wearing a Uniqlo oversized tee, and people go, why are you shopping at an Asian store? I go, look, it just looks nice to me. I've got the jeans.
He's got nothing on.
I've got nothing underneath.
It's free ball.
If anybody would like to see underneath, my Instagram is in the bio.
It's on the Patreon.
It's on the Patreon. Patreon.com/... Actually, Patreon's dead. Do you know that?
I realized when it stopped coming out of my account.
So like we're getting back into it. Not the Patreon, but onwe.plus. Mm-hmm. I'm using a new service. Mm-hmm. And basically, it'll just be... You know, I don't know. I didn't like, I was a bit over some of the things Patreon couldn't do. So eventually it's just going to be like, you go to onwe.plus and, you know, you get the exclusive content and then you get the audio feed. Patreon did that too, but like, I get a better cut of money out of this too.
Yeah. Okay.
So instead of like 45 cents of like $10, 45% of $10, it's more like 55% of $10. So like, if more people joined onwe.plus, then would make more money.
Hmm.
It's a membership.
The power of numbers.
That's the only way we're going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a sponsor here and there. This episode is sponsored by, I don't know, who would, Dick's Sporting Goods or Cool Shirts. Do you think Cool Shirts would sponsor the podcast? I really don't think so.
See if you can get on Cold Ones.
I think I get on Cold Ones. I think I get on Joe Rogan. I think I get on Joe Rogan. I think you'd find me a very nice, charming Australian man. Do you think? Maybe not.
He likes the left of field stuff, so.
He does. I've listened to a few podcasts of him recently. Oh, fuck. Ever since he got that Spotify deal, it's just like he just does, and they just talk about anything. Sometimes it's shit. I guess it's like this podcast too, but it's like, they started like playing Kanye songs for like a good 10 minutes and discussing, oh, he's a, you know, sometimes you got to let him do what he's doing. because that's when the genius comes out. Mm. Like, I get it. He's like fucking bipolar and shit. But like, fuck Joe. Like, and then like all these comedians tell jokes and just goes over Joe's head and he doesn't get it and just moves on and starts talking about monkeys and shit.
He's not a very smart man.
He's a smart man.
Smart in his own way.
I don't think he's a good comic.
No.
I don't enjoy his comedy. I think he's a good podcast host. Hmm. Is the general consensus of people listening to Joe Rogan like terrible people?
I wouldn't say terrible people. I just say they're easily influenced people.
Do you think I am?
I don't know. How often do you listen to Joe Rogan?
It's very select episodes.
Do you believe a lot of the content?
No, any episode, like he's done a few episodes with one of my favorite comedians, Tim Dillon, and every single time it seems to go into, oh, fucking, did you hear COVID's back? And then it's like a 45-minute talk about like COVID between them. And I'm like, this is not...
No shit.
I'm here for the funnies. Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I've never watched any Joe Rogan stuff.
Ever?
Doesn't interest me.
Elon Musk episode, Kanye West episode, yep. Miley Cyrus episode.
I've seen all the clips, but...
You listen to podcasts at all?
Yeah.
Like who?
Therapy Gecko.
Therapy Gecko is good. He is good. I really like him.
The Therapy Gecko. So that's good. It's good fucking content.
He just...
He's a really smart guy. Really cool guy. Love his personality. Gets random people calling in. Half of them are probably trolls, but I mean...
Correct. And he wears a gecko outsuit.
Diverse
outsuit.
Content.
Outsuit.
Oh, man. He commits to the bit.
Great. Outsuit that he wears. That
fucking green paint he puts on his face. That guy's going to be, he's going to have skin cancer.
And then he gets all these, you know, all these celebrities to come on, dress up in the same suit, dress up in the same green face paint. It's a good con. That was actually, you know, that's actually what I wanted to do on here. Mm. When it was the point where I was like, I'm thinking of just doing it myself. And I was like, oh, I'll get people to call in. Then it dawned on me. No one's going to call in.
You'll have to do like an Omegle style thing.
Amigo's dead.
I know it is dead, but it'll eventually resurface.
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
Someone will also do a copycat.
I actually had the idea of like just calling random numbers and having conversations with them. Hmm. And then I thought...
Call random businesses.
That's not a bad idea.
Pretend to be trying to get business from them or something, but then just like ask them personal questions throughout the process.
That's not a bad idea. I'm stealing that.
You can do that.
That's not a bad idea.
It's like, hey, refrigerator company, my refrigerator isn't running. Do you know how to run?
Do you look after your health? Hmm. Like, do you think it's important people look after their health? Or he's like, mate, I'm just going to need you to fix your fridge. That's all I'm here for. I feel like that's not a bad concept. I feel like it'd die quick death. Yeah. Do you know what is a really good concept? Two white guys sitting in someone's basement just talking to microphones.
That sounds very up and coming, very original.
I don't think it's been done.
No.
I don't think it's been done at all.
Can't think of a single time that has been done.
Me either, if I really think about it.
You might have to try that.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe if I can get off my ass and do it. How long have we been going for? 42,
43?
45 is a good cap.
My eyes are blurry this morning. I can't even read that. Oh, 43, 39,
40,
41.
You can't read it.
42.
43, 44, 45.
So I can read it.
You can read it. I think we'll leave it. You'll leave it there and that'll be episode for our first episode back.
What episode is this? What number?
300 and... No, actually, I have no idea. Should I check?
Shit.
I'll check.
I was going to say, fuck. Last time I was on here was something like 100 something.
I'll have a check right now.
Riveting content.
Look, I'm just checking the YouTube channel right now. If you don't know the YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/@onweradio because that's how YouTube URLs work now.
Like to have an at?
Yeah, you can put at. Like you said, like you know how it used to be just the to be just like the slash?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can set a new one now with an at. Mm. It's pretty sick.
Righto.
Episode 245. The last episode was entitled My 27th Birthday Wish is a Riley Reid collab. It got heaps of views, but the drop-off is very quick.
She's married now.
Yeah.
How long ago did she get married?
A while ago. Learned that podcast there, but they can probably still hear us anyway. It is.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty.
Say one thing to Riley Reid, what would it be?
Mummy, mummy. The screws. In the screws, the baby screws. How good is that?